This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Another tradition we had in my family, and probably yours, was to roast pumpkin seeds. My job, as I told you yesterday, was to scoop the goop and separate the seeds. I felt very important doing that. My mom would leave the seeds soaking overnight in water that had to be saltier than the Dead Sea. She'd drain them and roast them for what seemed like hours. Probably not, but when you're a kid, time lasts so long. My taste is a bit more sophisticated now, and I don't soak them in salt water. I have some of my favorite seed recipes on GardenBite.com. In particular is the one with cayenne pepper. I've also made pie from the smaller pumpkins. The body is a bit more stringy than the canned stuff, but I kind of like it that way. You could certainly use a food processor and puree it. For the best pie, use a sugar pumpkin that weighs about 5 pounds, and of course, bake it first. It's a little known fact that colonists sliced off pumpkin tops, removed seeds, and filled the insides with milk, spices, and honey. This was baked in hot ashes and is reported to be the origin of pumpkin pie. Another pumpkin staple is the pumpkin dessert that is a must at every Thanksgiving. In fact, I'm not letting the door without it. Look for all the recipes on GardenBite.com. Oh, and I love pumpkin soup, too. You can freeze any of your leftover cooked pumpkin for next time. When my dog was still with us, I added it to her dry dog food as a treat. She loved it, and it was good for her. Pumpkin's loaded with beta-carotene, an important antioxidant. And just in case you didn't know, pepitas are pumpkin seeds without the hull. They're loaded with minerals, fiber, the good kind of fat, and protein. Another little known fact, the more lines a pumpkin has and the darker the color, the more seeds are inside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.